How beautiful you are, forgiving, for living. How beautiful you are, for being, for seeing. I sing this song from my heart. How beautiful you are.
Well, hello, beautifuls. Welcome to the Psychic Therapist Show, where we explore everyday life and answer your questions using both psychology and spirit. And today's show is all about the power of your subconscious mind and how it affects your relationships. I've been doing a series of shows on love and relationships, and this was the time to close us out with this important topic. Because you've probably done lots of personal growth work, read the books, gone to seminars, done affirmations and visualizations, and followed the advice of dating and relationship gurus, and maybe you're still struggling in attracting true love. Or if you're currently in a relationship, are you longing for a deeper, more fulfilling relationship with your partner? Do you keep repeating the same patterns in relationships? Have you maybe lost hope that it will ever change? And secretly, you sometimes feel we'd have a great relationship if it weren't for you. Well, the good news is it can change. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken or need to be fixed, which I know is a secret inner worry. And you can attract the right life partner, and you can improve your love relationships. I'm Evie Kane, a lifelong psychic and clinical psychotherapist. And if you want to know more about me or my work, you can find me at EvieKane.com. That's EvieKane.com. And you're listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio. And we record this show live the first and third Fridays of every month. The lines are open and you can call in or Skype in toll-free throughout the show today at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, as I mentioned, I am a clinical psychotherapist and have a lot of different trainings and certifications. I'm very glad to have been trained in traditional psychotherapy. I'm also a hypnotherapist. I'm certified in EFT, EMDR. I could just go on and on with the different alternative things. And you know, that didn't prevent me from dealing with issues in my own life with love and relationships. Just about Okay, and so we're gonna talk a lot of good stuff today, especially about how things you may not be aware of are really running your dating and relationships. And we have a caller already, Jennifer on line one. Jen, are you there?
This is Evelyn.
Hello, this is Evie. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Oh, it's Evelyn. Oh, okay, yeah. Evelyn. Well, you're talking to another Evelyn. How can I help you today, Evelyn?
Oh, well, I was going to see whatever you got pulling up for me, if that's okay, or do you want me more specific?
On this show today, we need to ask a specific question, and I'll be happy to tune in for you.
Okay, well, the specific question is I seem to be get more and more financial in debt. Do you see a better job coming, better finances showing up, or somebody coming into my life to help me through some of this? Like, you know, not support me, but, you know, kind of like help out?
Yeah, Evelyn, I'm really glad you're listening to the show today. Even though we're talking about love and relationships, what I'm going to be talking about is also related to financial success in your life. As I tune into you right now, there's a sense I get because you're saying it is your it's maybe looking to be rescued is too strong a word,
that would,
but it's all. Pardon me.
That would work.
That would work. Okay. Yeah. And so that's like looking outside ourselves. It's almost like we're going to be trying to chase that opportunity, either sit passively and wait for it to come for us, which is not what the law of attraction is about, or out trying to be finding that person, finding that situation, finding that job. And it's really more about this, Evelyn. There's a need for you to kind of relax about this, regardless of what the bank account is saying or not saying right now. It's okay to kind of get quiet and realize that you are very powerful, and what you want to be broadcasting is not the lack and the fear, but beginning to broadcast, you know, I am a really powerful person. I deserve love and financial abundance, and connect with, if I'm sensing that you have a divine connection, or you do some work that way. Is that correct?
I will admit, I don't know how you're seeing it. I do believe there's some connection, because I do have dreams that kind of play out. I don't know about the other stuff, because I think
I'm hearing that you have a lot of angels around you. You can literally ask them for help. Ask the angels for help. Ask them to give you messages in your dreams. So what I'm saying is that you want to get inspired, meaning, you know, some listen in your dreams and take action on the impulses or impressions that you get, like call so-and-so, or look in this paper or this magazine or something like that, and follow any impressions that you get. That's what I talk about, taking inspired action. There's a thing about cleaning up your own consciousness about lack and about money, okay? And so, you know, the things in the law of attraction are good. Also, what's good is not only in the affirmations, but maybe putting them on a tape for yourself and listening to them in a relaxed state, so that they get more and more and more into your subconscious mind. Now, to answer your original question, I do see this happening in about by 6 months out. It can come in sooner. But like for the next 2 or 3 months, is to kind of focus on shifting your own inner beliefs, maybe about abundance and how it could come to you. Another person isn't source, even though they may act that way for a while. But it's like really opening up your heart and your mind to your higher self, your angels, and also taking whatever impressions, impulses you get to take action on that. It'll be the right thing for you. And thanks for the call, Evelyn.
Well, thank you then. You have a great day.
Hey, and you too, Evelyn.
Okay,
and enjoy the show. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Great. So, you know, what I shared with Evelyn is very powerful, that about working the subconscious mind, which is, I want to spend the first part of the show talking about our subconscious mind, because no matter how great a student of the law of attraction, no matter how many affirmations you're doing, the only way that you really do get what you want, unless you're saying that affirmation 1,000 times, is to because is to work with your subconscious mind and realize how it is the aspect of your mind that is attracting to you also sorts of circumstances, be they relationship, the money, the job, the career. So let me start by saying that, you know, one thing that Freud said, you know, I disagree with much of what he said, but he had this outline of the mind. If you could picture an iceberg, and the iceberg, you've heard this, is 10% is above the water line, and no matter how huge it is above the water line, there's like probably 10, 20 times the size of the iceberg is really under the water. And Freud said the conscious mind, what we can see, is really only about 10% of our mind. 90% is hidden. So if we equate this with what I'm talking about today, over 90% of success in relationships has to do with what's in our subconscious mind. And I want to share with you that in our subconscious mind, we actually have, by the time we're 10 years old, we have a relationship template. And and it's fully formed by puberty. And it holds all the core beliefs that we have about love and relationships, also about success and finances. But today we'll focus on love and relationships. And our conscious mind, since it only comprises about 10% of the mind, doesn't have as much power. So most times, you know, it's the conscious mind adult is affirming things. If they're, you know, a big student of the law of attraction, that, you know, I want love, so I'm going to start saying these affirmations that I'm lovable, I attract love easily. And if that's in conflict with what's in our subconscious mind, who we don't even know what's there, it may have a belief that no one will ever really love me. The subconscious rules. So even though we're affirming this, what typically happens is we'll attract people who may appear to love us right out of the chute, and then they go away. Okay, and so just doing affirmations this way is like putting a happy smiley sticker over the fuel light on your car, which is warning you to get gas, you know, that it's empty, and hoping for the best. So we'll, like I said, either attract someone who won't really love you, or because we're afraid we're unlovable, we'll conversely push away someone who can. So identifying and releasing your inner core beliefs is critical. And, you know, that's alluded to in the law of attraction and all the wonderful material out there, the secret and stuff. But there's not really a way to do that. Like, the best way to get to what your unconscious beliefs are is to look at the results in your life. Now, we've heard that before, you know, with the law of attraction, but let's just really take a look at it. I'm going to say to you that it's a sure sign your subconscious mind isn't aligned with your conscious desires if you've experienced any, some, or all of the following things. For example, in relationships, have you perhaps experienced infidelity, been cheated on, or the one that's done the cheating? Do you keep attracting unhealthy relationships? Is it difficult for you to get over someone? It seems to take you much longer than what you've noticed other people may go through. Or perhaps you've had intense interest from a person and things are going well for a while, and then they just all of a sudden disappear, blow you off. If you're dating, do you have a lot of anxiety if he or she is going to call you? And then you get in a relationship and you think you'll finally feel secure, but then you have a little inner anxiety where you're not talking about things because you're worried if you raise things, that person's going to leave you. Or maybe you haven't been attracted to anyone. Maybe you think nobody's good enough. The good ones are, they're all taken. Or maybe you fall in love too fast and too hard and get your heart broken. And sometimes, whether you're single or married or in partnership, you're confused if the person you're with is right for you. You know, that back and forth with the ex thing, and should I stay or should I go? Or maybe you've settled and think that's as good as it gets. And maybe, whether you're dating or in the relationship, I said you're consistently feeling insecure or jealous. You've gone through a lot of rejection. And maybe you solved it by being too busy for love and relationships, you know, that, and you're hiding out at home and not socializing and have become best friends with the pizza delivery man. Or maybe given up hope altogether. You know, I'll just grow old with my cats. So that's a long, long list, but that would be, if those are the results that are happening in your life, I can tell you they're directly connected to what's in your subconscious mind about relationships. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, let me talk to you a little bit about the subconscious mind. We talked a little bit, it's the part that's underneath the water, and in there are core beliefs. And it's really important. You have to be able to know what they are and change them to have a different reality. And this isn't as difficult and like taking a lifetime as you would think. But let's start with how that may happen. I said they were formed pretty much by the age of 9 or 10, which isn't any kind of a template really for adult relationships. But What the subconscious mind is like is our conscious mind is very, very logical. The subconscious mind is very, very emotional, like in a childlike state. That's why affirmations, they tell you to conjure up positive feelings and stuff, because that helps to impress the subconscious mind and get it to pay attention, allegedly. Okay, so you're aware of that. But what the subconscious mind is not logical, and its whole thing is about moving you from a painful situation to what it perceives is a pleasurable one. And you could be saying, Evie, well, you know, hey, I'm affirming for an emotionally healthy relationship, and I keep attracting the opposite. How come the subconscious mind is bringing me that? That's not very pleasurable. Well, sometimes how the subconscious describes pleasurable is according to its definition of what it perceives as less painful. In other words, somewhere in there, there's probably a belief that you're unaware of that relationships are really scary, or you're going to be left, or something like that. So it will do things to create that won't happen. Okay? So the subconscious mind is the seat of all of our emotion, and it takes in a lot of information and processes it swiftly and drives you towards a pre-programmed response, even though you're consciously affirming and desiring something else. Okay? So what is important here is to realize that I talked about that iceberg being above the water, then there's the surface of the water, and the vast unconscious mind underneath, or subconscious. Hypnotherapists and psychotherapists describe them differently, but for today's purposes, we're just going to say the subconscious, unconscious. I'm going to treat it as all the same. So, when we first were born, we were still so connected to the spirit world. We came in wide open, full of love. We didn't have any preconceived notions of anything differently. And until the age of 9 or 10, we don't form what I would call a critical mind, a mind of our own. I mean, well, yeah, kids can certainly appear to have a mind of their own, but I mean, our own inner thinking, where we may think, God, Dad's acting like a jerk tonight. He must have had a really bad day. Or so it's called the age of reason, where we start to reason and stuff for ourselves. So until then, everything that happens around us that we observe, everything that people say to us, goes right into our subconscious mind. In other words, there's no filter. No filter. Now, here's the rub. At the age of 9 or 10, we develop this critical mind, and we do begin to filter things. However, that critical mind that's formed is there to protect and make sure nothing gets into the subconscious mind unless it says it's okay and I agree with it, but it keeps protected those subconscious beliefs that are already in there. So you may have had an experience of this. Let's say we weren't talking about love, but you're affirming, I'm at the perfect body weight, and I'm in perfect physical health, and I'm a love magnet, and I'm all these things, and I'm too sexy for this shirt. You know that old song, and then that voice says, "Yeah, right. I've heard that before." You know. You're always going to lose weight. You never fall through. It sounds, you know, the critical mind can sound a lot like a critical parent start beating you up, right? So, and people keep up the affirmation. It's almost like a war of the wills, and, you know, people kind of give up. So, think you're with me so far. That's good. The critical mind acts like a gatekeeper, for lack of a better way to say it. Okay, so it won't let in new stuff that conflicts with our subconscious program. It's there to protect it, and it only lets in things it consciously wants to, and so on and so forth. So what I'll say to you, I'm going to spend the second part of the show today talking about how to work with the subconscious to change what's in there, okay? But how did those core beliefs get in there? Well, you know, you might think there would be obvious ones if you grew up in a dysfunctional family and you heard a lot of criticism and yelling. You certainly would have in there things around the areas of, you know, maybe being in a relationship or marriage isn't safe. But I'm here to tell you that even people who didn't have a dysfunctional family, even much more benign things can get in there. So, like, let me give you an example of what might happen. Let's say you have a core belief of, I'm not lovable, and you haven't even really known that. It doesn't mean somebody had to say to you, you were unlovable. What typically happens is an event happens in our life. Let's picture a little boy who's made mommy an ashtray at school in ceramics class, and he's so excited to come home and show his mother. And meanwhile, mom that day has had a horrible day. She finds out that dad has lost the job, they may lose the house, and she's completely freaked out. There's, you know, there's a big mistake in the bank account. You get the thing. And he comes home all happy, and mom, of course, is on the phone with a bill collector trying to make an arrangement. He's like, Mommy, Mommy, and he's trying to show her the ashtray. And she kind of just brushes him off because she's busy. Well, in a child, something as benign as that can go in there, like, Mom isn't loving me right now, or Mom maybe doesn't love me. This isn't conscious. And that can set up some thoughts about, I'm not really lovable. This benign event can create this belief. We have some thoughts, and then we start to develop feelings around that. And that can result, believe it or not, in a lifetime pattern of seeking out relationships where you're just trying to get people to approve of you and so on and so forth. So now before we get all wigged out and thinking, oh my God, Evie, this sounds so intense and like, I don't even know what's in there. But stay tuned because we're going to have some fun with this. And let's take a break now for a message from one of our sponsors. Hi, this is Evie. Spring is in the air, and with it comes the promise of new life and love. It's the perfect time to clean out old beliefs and replace them with fresh new ones. Whether you're looking for the right relationship or reigniting the flame in your existing relationship, you can successfully do it. You can change the patterns and things that you've been doing. After years of successfully working with hundreds of clients, I'm making available to the public for the first time a questionnaire that clearly identifies your unconscious beliefs about love and relationships. Most times, those beliefs are in direct conflict with what you consciously want to create. So it's important to align them so you can get what you want in your life. This questionnaire has 50 questions which clearly identify all these unconscious blocks. It's a real eye-opener, and you'll discover why the same patterns pop up in dating and in your relationships. So I'm offering to you today the opportunity. You can just email me at evie@psychictherapist.net, evie@psychictherapist.net. And I will send you this incredible questionnaire, and even better, a link to a recording of a free teleseminar that identifies how the 50 questions relate to 4 key areas and beliefs. So I hope you enjoy it, and just anytime you want to, just email me and you'll get that. And you also get an awesome chance to check out my Ultimate Inner Makeover program. And we're back. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about that questionnaire. It's really awesome. I've been getting a lot of feedback from people all around the world that took it and put it on Excel sheets and saw what their beliefs were, and they really, really had a lot of fun with it. But basically, what's very cool about it is those four key areas about trust and loss and rejection or your autonomy. You worry about losing yourself in a relationship and so on and so forth. So you'd be started with what results you may have, and this is an opportunity to kind of fast-track it. You take this questionnaire, it really brings up what those unconscious beliefs are, and you can start to look at them and say, wow, that's kind of surprising that one is up for me. And that's the beginning. Awareness, of course, is the first beginning in changing it. So there's lots of stuff out there. It's like, okay, well, now that this stuff is in there, like, how can I get in there and, you know, clear out some of this junk? And there's lots of different ways, you know. As I was saying in the beginning of the show, I'm certified in a lot of different things. You know, there's all sorts of modalities and like hypnotherapy and EMDR and EFT, that emotional tapping. Some people have done like past life therapy, energy work, you know, working with healers to try and do things and release them. And I have to say, these modalities are really, really wonderful. And the one thing I found, though, is that things seem to get better for a while, and there's some improvement, but then all of a sudden, wham, you're in that next dating relationship, and there it is again. I don't want to say it doesn't always last, but sometimes it seems like you peel away some of it, but not all of it, okay? And the reason because of that is if you were going to go, well, let's go back to that losing weight. Let's say you wanted to, you know, lose weight and have a rockin' hard body, be really physically fit. Chances are we wouldn't just, you know, read the books or go to a seminar. You know that it would take some consistent work over a period of time. A lot of people would, you know, perhaps hire a trainer, go to a gym. Well, that's the power of working with your unconscious or subconscious mind. It really responds to that. See, because a core belief, even, you know, if you want to stop smoking or something like that, everyone will tell you, or you want to stop procrastinating, just one thing in your life you're conscious of. They say it takes a minimum of 30 days to change a habit. And I say for core belief, I say it's a minimum of 30 days. And depending on someone's resistance or fear, could take as much as 60 or 90 days. And we're talking about some conscious, focused, specific stuff in a plan. That's what works best, much like working with a personal trainer, okay? But all of those modalities that I mentioned are very powerful. You can get some shifts and changes. The field of energy psychology is brilliantly starting to merge science, you know, neuroscience and the brain and psychology with what we've known in metaphysics and stuff for years. But like EFT is a really wonderful thing. It stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and as a resource, let me tell you to go to EFTUniverse.com. That's EFTUniverse.com. There's free downloadable books. It shows you how to do things for yourself. Like if you got the questionnaire and you identified your beliefs, like an obvious first place to start would be to say the opposite of what you're identifying as a negative, you know, or an unconscious belief that doesn't serve you. And you could make a list of those. You could start to do some of the tapping if you learn the EFT. That works really well. The thing that I find to be hands down the most powerful way to get things into the subconscious mind, if you think about the way that I laid it out, is something that allows you to get into a little bit of a relaxed brain state, or what we might refer to as a trance state. And these would be the things like guided visualizations, meditation, and the kind of self-hypnosis, hypnotherapies, very, very powerful. The way that I do it is I bring a lot more to it than that, where we actually where I actually work with people to help repattern the mind in a way that it's more flexible and open and taking in what you really want to do. Why a trance state works so powerfully is because it allows the critical mind, that little gatekeeper, the surface of the water, it allows that part of your mind to relax. And in the relaxing, it's sort of like off duty as the gatekeeper. And what you say gets directly into the subconscious mind. So having a self-hypnosis session or seeing someone for that, with you repeating a powerful affirmation, saying it once is like equal to saying it 1,000 times with your conscious mind. Now, I don't know about you, but most people kind of give up, I would think, after a while. That's why maybe you've even had the same thoughts. Well, these affirmations don't work, and so on and so forth. Okay? And sometimes when I talk to people about hypnosis, I get a little wigged out. You know, maybe you've had that experience of being at a Las Vegas show, and you think, God, that person has control over your mind, and I don't want to get up and flap like a chicken and act crazy. And that's actually, the hypnotist does not have control over you. You say, well, then why are those people getting up there and doing it? Typically, people who are throwing their hands up after a few drinks and want to be on stage and want to perform, they're very susceptible to what the hypnotherapist is saying. But nobody can make you do anything in hypnotherapy that's against your value system or your moral codes. Okay, but it's a good way that you can really get into your subconscious mind a new template about relationships, about finances, success, whatever you want. Okay, and I'm going to, at the end of, closer to the end of the show today, give you a very powerful demonstration of that. A very light trance state self-hypnosis that you can do if you want with your eyes open or shut, just to give you an experience of what that might be like. Okay, so you can stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio. My name is Evie Kane, and if you want to know more about my work, you can find me at eviekane.com. That's eviekane.com. The lines are open, and you can call in live, toll-free, throughout the show at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. are back, and we're talking about changing our subconscious relationship template. So I did allude at the beginning of the show that, you know, all my training and background didn't save me from going through what everybody went through. About 20 years ago, I went through the breakup of a long-term partnership, and my partner ended up with my mentor. Talk about your world blowing up all in a day. And it was when I was in graduate school to be a therapist. And looking back now, of course, at hindsight's 2020, it was all for the good. It launched me into a whole different direction in my career and doing a lot of growth work and learning alternative things that were beautiful. And then I went through a period of what would I call that? Serial dating that I jokingly called, what am I, a lighthouse for lunatics? It seemed to be this pattern where I would draw these incredible people into my life. They'd be like, oh, I'm so lucky I met you, blah, blah, blah. And then it'd be all wigged out about they couldn't do relationship. And I thought, what is up with this? So, you know, I've learned a lot, both professionally and personally, about shifting it. And just as an aside, when I was going through that period, I kept saying, why can't I meet a person like so-and-so? And to make a long story short, so-and-so and I just celebrated our 9th year anniversary last month. So true love really is possible, and a healthy, good relationship is really possible. So I'm giving you the encouragement for that. Okay, so, you know, I said the best way to work with your subconscious mind is to use a combination of things, specifically something that allows your brain and your mind to relax, that you can put in those affirmations in the way that it's in a relaxed state that can slip by that critical mind. That's one. Two is the subconscious mind is always watching and listening what we're doing. So if we're affirming that we want, you know, this beautiful relationship, committed relationship and so on and so forth, it's going to watch your actions and see if you're serious about it. So let me give you an example from my practice. A few years back, there was a lovely woman I was working with, and she was divorced and having a relationship with a married man who kept talking about his marriage was over and leaving the relationship and blah, blah, blah. And she periodically would break it off and go back. And she really, really did want to have a wonderful marriage and get remarried. And, you know, talked about, well, your actions taking you in a different direction here. And what was fascinating with all the work she was doing, she wasn't taking that action. And as soon as she took that action, within a month, she met her husband, her new husband. So that's kind of how this stuff works. So it's a combination of working with your subconscious and the trance state to align it with what you want consciously, and also taking the conscious action in the direction that you want to go so that your actions are measuring up. This isn't about being perfect at 100%. If you improve, if you make some improvements, some slight adjustments in certain areas, it can go so incredibly fast it would make your heart spin. Like, because 5 years here she was working on herself, and then within a month after lining up the action with her inner work, it shifted completely. One of the things about the subconscious that's pretty amazing is, and I encourage you to get the questionnaire. On the questionnaire, I have two questions. Once, you know, you agree or disagree with the statements, like according to how you feel. And on the questionnaire, there were two questions. One was, I'm afraid I won't have a relationship as good as my parents. And one of my clients said, yeah, I really agree with that. And then the very next question was, I'm afraid I'll have a relationship that was like my parents. And she agreed heavily with that, too. And, of course, was dumbstruck because they were totally opposite, you know. And when I was working with her, I said, well, we were laughing because I knew her parents didn't have a great relationship. And what I said to her was, well, let's just pretend they had a great relationship. Why would you be afraid you wouldn't have a relationship as good as theirs? And out of her mouth came, I'm too bad to have a good marriage. which was pretty stunning. So sometimes, like what I love about that questionnaire, the statements, is when you poke just a little bit at it, really is what pops up was the belief. So that was like in a whole thing about what's going on, that I'm feeling I'm not good enough to have a good marriage. And we worked with that, and it shifted pretty quickly, and she's on track for that. So that's what I wanted to say to you, is knowing what's in there. You're looking at the results in your life, backtrack it, take a look at the questionnaire. You can start to shift those things on yourself. And I'm a big believer in why not fast track it if you want to. I'm going to be starting an amazing program around mid-April called the Inner Makeover Program. And you can find out about it at evviekane.com. Just click on events. And it's putting together these two things I'm talking about. One is identifying your beliefs, the unconscious ones that are in the way. And you can do that part free. As I said, you can just email me and get the questionnaire and hear the results. But the second part of the program is the most critical part, is that structured bit of shifting those, getting past the gatekeeper, and really reorganizing that template in your mind. So there'll be some classes and some wonderful audios. You can hear all about it there. I don't want to take the time to plug all of that in the show, but it's the Inner Makeover. Because, you know, if there's a nice program that you can do it in a structured way, like working with a trainer at the gym, why not take advantage of it? It's very, very reasonably priced. So what I would like to do now is just so you can have an idea of how you can work with your subconscious mind, I'm going to take about 5 minutes to give you a lovely experience of what it's like. And this isn't even a very deep hypnotic state. It's like I'm going to put you in what's known as an alpha brainwave state, which is tantamount to how you are like when you're watching TV or reading a good book and just really, really relaxed. Okay, we're not going to be going very deep. You don't have to go deep, deep, deep in trance work to shift things. So you're totally in control. You can leave your eyes open or shut. If you feel like you could close them, it can be a little more effective. But you can have the experience of a light trance state, or what people would call self-hypnosis, and just see what that would be like for yourself. Okay, so let's, before we do that, what I'll, in a minute, let me start to wrap up with some of the left brain announcements. Lastly, once again, you can get the Love and Relationship Questionnaire, which flushes out your unconscious beliefs, by emailing me at evvie@psychictherapist.net. evvie@psychictherapist.net, and just put the word questionnaire in the subject line. I'll make sure you get it, and also send you a link to a free teleseminar that's recorded that tells you what the answers mean in the areas that that are in there. And you can also hear about the Inner Makeover Program, which is starting in mid-April. And once again, the Psychic Therapist Show tapes live the first and third Fridays of the month at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can call live the first or third Friday with any questions to 888-815-9756. And you can listen 24/7 to the Psychic Therapist Show any time of the day or night you want over on webtalkradio.net. webtalkradio.net. And you can feel free to email me your questions for any everyday life challenge you may be experiencing, and you can do that by sending them to evvie@psychictherapist.net. And we have Cheryl from New Zealand, I believe, online too. Cheryl, are you there?
Hi, Evvie.
Hello, Cheryl.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your question today?
I'm enjoying listening to you. I'm not from New Zealand. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It said NZ. Well.
Oh, that's okay.
maybe you'll go there in our transfer.
I just wanted to get your take on something that I feel is coming up soon for me. a change, a big change in finances, and whether you see with that change me staying with my current partner, my husband.
Hmm. What's your husband's first name?
Joe.
I see, Cheryl, that that could go either way. As I tune into you, I sense that you have not been happy for a while. In some areas of the relationship, yes, in others, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been questioning this for a long time. What spirits want me to tell you is that it's safe for you. You're going to be protected financially no matter what happens. And they're really wanting you to know and take that in, that it is not necessarily connected to Joe. They're encouraging you to really look beyond that about what you want your life to be like for the rest of your life and take action in that direction, not to let fear of not enough money or something stand in the way. They're showing me like the floodgates opening in a very positive way, not like the flood coming at you, but you like rising up over the situation and being carried to where you want. So part of it is about tuning into what do I, Cheryl, really want my life to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that no worries. No worries.
Oh, good.
Okay? So, Cheryl, and you're welcome, Cheryl. And so, Cheryl, everybody, stay tuned, and let's take this five-minute journey that I think you will all truly enjoy, to bring a lot of joy with you into the and through the weekend. So, as some people have been thinking about, you know, finances and maybe love and relationships and things that aren't feeling maybe so great for you right now, something that currently is impacting your joy, just let that come up for a moment, but let's not dwell on it, just be aware of it. And now, if you feel like it's okay, just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right, just allowing yourself to relax. And as you begin to take a few deep breaths, feel all the weight of your feet as if all the energy in you was pulling you down deeper and deeper into your body, into the chair you're sitting on, or the couch or bed you may be lying on, and letting yourself sink deeper and deeper into whatever is supporting your body. And notice the breath. And with each breath you take, you can notice your body relaxing more and more, easily focusing on the sound of my voice. And imagine now that you are in a beautiful place. It's a gorgeous sunny day. Cornflower blue, brilliant sky with big puffy white clouds drifting by. And maybe you're in a beautiful place in nature if that's where you want to be. Or maybe you're in a beautiful mansion just sitting by and looking out the window. Or maybe you're sitting next to a beautiful waterfall. Wherever you want, just let yourself be in that beautiful place. And imagine in that place that you're sitting on a very comfortable bench. And there's a giant book on your lap. And as you look down, you notice the cover says, Book of My Life. And as you open the pages of the book, you will notice that each page represents a day out of your life, from the first day till now, and more pages to follow. And as you page through and look at times and old memories of your life, young and old, you'll begin to notice that certain days literally have a glow about them. Times you felt so connected to the divine and to all the joy and happiness of life. And find one of those pages, whether it's recent or a long time ago, and stop at that page and let all those good feelings flow inside of you now. And feel that light from that page. Infuse it with every cell and nerve in your body. Just breathe it in and be there again in all that joy. And any time you want to feel that feeling, say or think the word joy. You can do that right now as you're experiencing it. And joy is now the key word to use anytime you want to feel that light, that aliveness memory, anywhere, anytime. Now, holding that feeling, imagine a relationship goal you may have in your life. Whether it's healing or deepening a current relationship, attracting your true life partner, whatever it is, imagine that happening just as you want it. Imagine your dream, your wish fulfilled, and feeling all those good feelings, really believing it is possible. How would you feel if what you desired is fulfilled? Allow your subconscious mind to fully accept this idea as pleasurable. And allow your subconscious mind to draw this new reality to you. I ask that your subconscious mind open you up to receive information through dreams and intuitive hits, chance meetings and opportunities that show up for you now to guide you closer to this goal. You can just imagine your beautiful partner standing next to you, trusting that you have the power to make this happen. You are powerful and so deserving of all the good things. And you can bring all these good feelings back with you when you come back to the room. One, starting to come back to the room. Two, feeling good. Three, bringing those good memories in this new future back with you. Four, coming back now. Five, eyes open, fully aware, take a nice deep breath, stretch, and smile. Great. See, the subconscious only lives in the past, so we're doing something there that's very powerful with experiencing something different now and paying it forward. So let's let all that joy stay with you throughout the day and the days ahead. This is Evie Kane, the psychic therapist, and thank you so much for joining us today. And please join me for the next live taping of the show in 2 weeks on Friday, April 15th. And hop on over and get your questionnaire, okay? And until we meet again, remember to enjoy your life and let your love and light brightly shine.